Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 48 degrees in Topeka and 50 on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:30. At just about 3:36, we'll tell you what we know about what happened in Sydney, Australia, where gunmen killed at least 15 people in a mass shooting. We will also get you an update at 4:15 about what is going on at the VA. Trump administration has fired thousands of federal workers. Many more have resigned under pressure.
Very hard for me. I am just doing such a different job than I was at VA.
More on what is going on with federal employees, Veterans Administration, social work. All of that coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Following All Things Considered tonight on your KPR One stations, a special presentation, Candles Burning Brightly, a celebration of Hanukkah. Again, that's at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations, followed by an hour of Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR Two tonight, stick around for This American Life at 7 o'clock. 50 degrees in Lawrence, 47 in Emporia, 41 in Chanute. The time is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition coming your way with the latest national, international, and regional headlines. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
News headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It is 48 degrees in Abilene. It is 48 in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
Including precursor chemicals to build the bombs. They face charges of conspiracy and possession of an unregistered destruction device. And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas Panasonic plant resumed operations today after law enforcement shot a stabbing suspect at the facility on Friday. Dylan Lyson reports on the incident at the electric vehicle battery plant in DeSoto.
Panasonic officials say the incident occurred in a part of the plant known as Wing 2. It's still under construction. Production in Wing 1 was minimally affected and is fully operational. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office identified the deceased man as 55-year-old Jonathan Lunsford of Blue Springs, Missouri. The Sheriff's Office says the incident is still under investigation. The shooting occurred while deputies were responding to a reported stabbing at the plant. A stabbing victim was transported to a hospital in critical condition. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A leader of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation says the Kansas-based tribe will try to get out of a $30 million contract with federal immigration enforcement. A tribal-owned business had secured the deal to design detention centers for ICE. In a video posted on Facebook, Tribal Council Chairman Joseph Zeke Rupnik said the tribe's legal counsel is exploring options to exit the contract. He He called Indian reservations the government's first attempt at detention centers.
So we must ask ourselves why we would ever participate in something that mirrors the harm and trauma once done to our people.
The announcement comes after the tribe fired senior leaders of the business for entering the deal. The tribe had said the project did not align with its values as a sovereign nation. Kansans with intellectual disabilities will soon have more post-secondary education options because of a federal grant. The University of Kansas program helps students with intellectual disabilities prepare for careers that align with their interests. Dana Latin directs the two-year program. Currently, it's offered at KU's Lawrence campus, but Latin says they're using some of the grant money to expand to two other schools, Wichita State University Tech and Benedictine College in Atchison.
These universities that are coming on with this expand grant and working with us to create programs will expand opportunities.
Students who complete the program receive a certificate that can help them get jobs. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from this.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then at 4:06, a conversation with a woman who served as special envoy for monitoring antisemitism during the Biden administration. We're going to get the latest on what we know about that attack on the Jewish community down in Australia. We will also then examine the history of White Christmas, one of the best-selling songs of all time in any genre. It, however, as you might guess, has a complex history. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Clear and cold tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a bit warmer. Highs in the lower 50s. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Highs in the mid-50s for Wednesday. It's 48 degrees in Topeka, 48 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 4.
...of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. This is NPR.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, a cappella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
49 degrees in Lawrence. It is 48 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up, News headlines at 4:30. Then at approximately 4:36, actor and filmmaker Rob Reiner brought us all sorts of movie magic, including the 1987 classic, The Princess Bride.
Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Coming up, more on Rob Reiner's legacy following his shocking death yesterday. Again, that's at 4:36 here on KPR. Join us.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
For more than 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the holiday season with its annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join us Thursday night on KPR One stations for this year's Holiday Vespers, featuring Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, the magic flute, and more, as performed by the KU choirs and orchestra. Holiday Vespers, Thursday night at 7 o'clock on KPR One.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
48 degrees in Manhattan, 49 in Topeka. It is 4:20.
On Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming your way in about 35 seconds. It's 46 degrees in Emporia and 50 in Abilene. It's 4:30.
Findings appear in the journal Science Advances. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas Panasonic plant resumed operations today after law enforcement shot a stabbing suspect at the facility on Friday. Dylan Lyson reports on the incident at the electric vehicle battery plant in DeSoto.
Panasonic officials say the incident occurred in a part of the plant known as Wing 2. It's still under construction. Production in Wing 1 was minimally affected and is fully operational. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office identified the deceased man as 55-year-old Jonathan Lunsford of Blue Springs, Missouri. The Sheriff's Office says the incident is still under investigation. The shooting occurred while deputies were responding to a reported stabbing at the plant. A stabbing victim was transported to a hospital in critical condition. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A leader of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation says the Kansas-based tribe will try to get out of a $30 million contract with Federal Immigration Enforcement. A tribal-owned business had secured the deal to design detention centers for ICE. In a video posted on Facebook, Tribal Council Chairman Joseph Zeke Rupnik said the tribe's legal counsel is exploring options to exit the contract. He called Indian reservations the government's first attempt at detention centers.
So we must ask ourselves why we would ever participate in something that mirrors the harm and trauma once done to our people.
The announcement comes after the tribe fired senior leaders of the business for entering the deal. The tribe had said the project did not align with its values as a sovereign nation. Kansans with intellectual disabilities will soon have more post-secondary education options because of a federal grant. The University of Kansas program helps students with intellectual disabilities prepare for careers that align with their interests. Dana Latin directs the two-year program. Currently, it's offered at KU's Lawrence campus, but Latin says they're using some of the grant money to expand to two other schools, Wichita State University Tech and Benedictine College in Atchison.
These universities that are coming on with this Expand grant and working with us to create programs will expand opportunities.
Students who complete the program receive a certificate that can help them get jobs. Turning to the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight and cold temperatures, lows in the upper 20s, winds coming out of the south. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, then clearing with low around 30 degrees, highs in the mid 50s for Wednesday, lows in the upper 30s Wednesday night. Still clear skies on Thursday and Thursday night, highs on Thursday in the upper 40s. No precipitation in sight through at least Sunday. It's 4:35.
PR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of opportunity for you to tune in, get caught up on all the news from all around the nation, all around the world, and all around the region. We hope you'll join us for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Appreciate you tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, we will have a quick overview of there's no good way to put this. This has just been terrible news for the last several days. We'll bring you up to speed on all the stories we are following. Then, members of the Los Angeles Police Department acted quickly yesterday following the killing of actor and director Rob Reiner and his wife, photographer Michelle Singer. We'll get you all the latest details on the investigation from Steve Futterman coming up. Again, that's at 5:06. On your KPR stations. 49 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock, and this is KPR.
Retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org. And from Heifer International, where people can donate animal gifts to families living in poverty. Whether it's a goat, chicken, or cow, each gift is intended to help families earn a sustainable income. Heifer.org/NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. It is 48 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
On the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
46 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Emporia, 48 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines right at 5:30. Before we get to 6 o'clock, just about quarter of 6, a Pakistani brewery that was founded in the 19th century is exporting beer again for the first time in decades. Then, at 10 minutes before 6, we will hear from comedian Aparna Nancharla about her first full-length comedy special. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Candles Burning Brightly, a celebration of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, that gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR One stations. Great music, lots of fun stories. It is followed by an hour of classics live. If you're joining us on KPR Two tonight at 7 o'clock, join us for This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at LiverpoolLegends.com.
It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:20.
They feel safer when you're being watched. You tend to behave.
But some legal experts say the nonprofit's involvement allows law enforcement to avoid privacy protections. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
That story and a whole lot more coming your way during Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations with A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It is 45 degrees in Lawrence. It is 46 in Manhattan. It's 5:30.
Territorial issues. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas Panasonic plant resumed operations today after law enforcement shot a stabbing suspect at the facility on Friday. Dylan Lyson reports on the incident at the electric vehicle battery plant in DeSoto.
Panasonic officials say the incident occurred in a part of the plant known as Wing 2. It's still under construction. Production in Wing 1 was minimally affected and is fully operational. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office identified the deceased man as 55-year-old Jonathan Lunsford of Blue Springs, Missouri. The Sheriff's Office says the incident is still under investigation. The shooting occurred while deputies were responding to a reported stabbing at the plant. A stabbing victim was transported to a hospital in critical condition. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says Boeing officials told him today that they do not plan to push back against a federal cap on planes built in Wichita. Meg Britton Mellish has that story.
Boeing has been limited in the number of 737 MAX jets it can produce since 2024. That's when the door plug of a Boeing plane blew off mid-flight in Oregon. Boeing's $8 billion purchase of Spirit was seen as a way to better control production. Moran says Boeing officials tell him there's still a backlog of planes.
My understanding from conversations as recent as this morning, Boeing is not interested in increasing that cap at the moment. And, you know, one of the things that was highlighted is the fuselages that still remain here in Wichita.
Moran brought U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on a tour of the Boeing campus in Wichita. Duffy oversees the Federal Aviation Administration, which capped Boeing at 42 jetliners a month. I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Kansans with intellectual disabilities will soon have more post-secondary education options because of a federal grant. The University of Kansas program helps students with intellectual disabilities prepare for careers that align with their interests. Dana Latin directs the two-year program. Currently, it's offered at KU's Lawrence campus, but Latin says they're using some of the grant money to expand to two other schools, Wichita State University Tech and Benedictine College in Atchison.
These universities that are coming on with this Expand grant and working with us to create programs will expand opportunities.
Students who complete the program receive a certificate that can help them get jobs. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Clear skies, though, sunshine tomorrow. Highs in the lower 50s. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny for Wednesday. Highs once again up into the 50s. Lows in the upper 30s for Wednesday night. No precipitation really in the forecast at all through at least Sunday. We are on Thursday night expecting a low in the upper 40s. It's 5:35.
It's all from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you'll hear, and get caught up on all the national, international, and regional news from overnight and more. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, streaming quality programming anytime, anywhere with the PBS app, featuring PBS favorites like Masterpiece, Week in Review, and Antiques Roadshow, and much more on demand.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. A whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, a conversation with Deborah Lipstadt, former special envoy for monitoring anti-Semitism. She held that position in the Biden administration. She's currently a professor. We are going to talk about the terrible attack over the weekend in Australia. That story and a whole lot more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.